Hi, welcome to Project Wellness. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamel, and I'm based in Australia. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, and wellness advocate. This podcast is all about me sharing wellness and joy with you on my podcast. Today, I did a blog on talking about spring detox time and allowing nature cure to rule the process. And I want to do this little podcast to go with that blog to extend on the information that I'm giving you this week so that we can start some really nice spring cleansing here in Australia and New Zealand together, and we can work through the spring season and get super healthy and feel really, really good coming into the summer. So whether you've put on a little bit of weight over winter and you want to lose it, or if you're feeling a little bit sluggish, or if you just know that it's time to detox, then listen to my podcast. And you know, as always, I'm super happy to help you further than this if you require my assistance. You just need to go onto our website, medicineroom.com.au. If you want to book an online one-hour consult with me, in the top right-hand corner, there's a little button that says book. And I've got lots of times in the afternoons and evenings where we can connect with each other and talk. So we can do that from anywhere in the world. So let's just talk about what we're going to do to start our detox. First of all, why bother detoxing? Why would you do it? Well, number one, you do it for optimal wellness. The most important thing that you want in your life is to use preventative healthcare measures to stay healthy and to get healthy. So detoxing is your number one preventative healthcare strategy that we can do. So here's our plan. What we're going to do right now, starting today, is we're going to make a commitment to Nature Cure being our primary source of medicine for the spring season. That is water, sunlight, nature, fresh air, natural clean foods, and pure herbal medicines to cleanse and heal us. Let's just start off with water. How are we going to use water? I'll be going into more detail through the season with you, but right now, think about drinking water in your body, because when you drink water, it takes your blood and it dilutes your blood, and it allows you to release toxins and poisons through your kidneys, through your bladder, through the urinary channel really easily. And that's probably super important, because some people sometimes say to me, you know what, Dom, I get headaches when I'm detoxing. Well, a really good way to avoid a headache when you're detoxing is to make sure you drink plenty of water and plenty of fluids through your body. Taking water allows all of the poisons to be diluted instead of concentrated as you're removing them from the body, and that's really important. It also keeps you super hydrated, which is another thing that we want to do all the time, not just when we're detoxing. We really want to have good hydration in our bodies, because that keeps our urea levels down, which is our acid levels down in our body. Water is also used in detoxing when we have things like cold showers, which are recommended by many, many people, including one of my teachers, Yogi Bhajan. And basically, Yogi Bhajan said that every day we should be having cold showers. Have a cold shower first thing in the morning. Have a cold shower last thing at night. If you get hot during the day, or if you need to refresh your body, especially when you're detoxing, have a cold shower. Jump in the river, swim in the ocean. Cold water is good. The reason why cold water is so good for us is that cold water enables all of the blood in our body to go into the organs, and then when you come out of the water, it actually flushes back into the peripheral parts of our body. And when it does that, of course, it's pulling out poisons and toxins. It's also tonifying our body, toning our organs, cleansing our body, and giving our skin a really good refresh. When you think cold water, just think cold water out of the tap at home. And that's not even really that cold. Think about an alpine climate like the South Island of New Zealand or Europe, and think about the lakes and rivers and how cold they really are. Now that's cold water. We've become so conditioned to warm water and hot water in our lives that when we do get cold water that's even moderately cold these days, we tend to take it sort of more personally and we don't like it. I want you this spring to get your body used to cold water again, to being immersed in cold water, plunging in cold water. A really good way to start this process is just have your normal shower at your normal temperature, and then right at the end of your shower, turn off the hot water and just turn around in the shower, stand there and just turn around and let your whole body be immersed in cold water, even for 10, 20, 30 seconds. Cold water therapy is a really good therapy, and cold water has been used by Nature Cure for time immortal. It's one of the basic Nature Cure principles. Water and hydrotherapy, steam baths, etc., are part of hydrotherapy as well. And another way that we're going to be using hydrotherapy during our spring cleanse is steam baths through our noses to clear our sinuses and to clear our respiratory tract. You can also use hot baths and hot showers, and you can wrap your body in hot cotton blankets to really detox and sweat the body out. We use water in steam saunas as well, and we use water hydrotherapy in hot baths. So hydrotherapy and water is a basic part of Nature Cure, and it's a part of Nature Cure that I plan to bring back into my practice, especially since I got the Herbert collection here from the NN University in the States, and I got the 12 books from the Herbert collection, and I'm just super stoked to have them here. And I've been reading lots about hydrotherapies and water therapies, and it can be used for pain relief, it can be used for cleansing and detoxing, and we can use it specifically on specific parts of our body to flush those parts of our body as well. These are old cures. The next cure that we're going to commit ourselves to is the cure of sunlight. Okay, everyone talks about vitamin D, and we all need vitamin D because the sunlight comes in through our skin and then it goes to the liver where it's metamorphosized and transformed and synthesized and alchemized in the most incredible way into vitamin D, which is usable for our body. And vitamin D is super important for a lot of metabolism and a lot of processes in our body. And without any vitamin, we actually suffer. And vitamin D is one that we suffer energetically for. And if you want to have optimal energy, you really want to have good vitamin D levels. The primary source of vitamin D is sun. And we're going to talk about in our detox this season the old Nature Cure principles of sunbathing in the morning. That is from when the sun comes up in Australia and New Zealand until about 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock on the outside. And then we're going to stay out of the sun until 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and go back in there again. In the winter, it's perfectly fine to have pure sun on our bodies all the time at any time of the day. But we're in spring now. It's getting hotter. The sun feels so much closer. It feels so much more intense. And so we're going to look at sunbathing. We're going to be sunbathing naked or in our swimsuits, and we're going to get out in the sun and we're going to be walking in sunlight without sunscreen, without hats, and without sunglasses in the earlier and the latter parts of the day. To me, that's optimal and that's really good spring cleansing. Just remember that you only want to be out in the sun at these times of the day for an hour maximum. If you start to feel as though your skin's getting pink or red, or if it's feeling a little bit too hot, or if there's a lot of wind coming in with the sun, then minimalize your sun exposure. But sunlight is an old cure, and so is sun gazing. Sun gazing is when the sun comes up or when the sun goes down, and it's only done in the first hour of the sun coming up or the sun going down. But what that is it's when you're looking straight at the sun with your eyes, and the sun comes into your brain and it cleanses your brain and it cleanses your mind. Sun gazing is a really beautiful sun therapy, and another beautiful sun therapy for your brain and your eyes and to balance your hormones and to feel really good in the old Nature Cure methodology is we're going to lie with our eyes closed in direct sunlight. When you see that color red coming in through your closed eyes, that is a very therapeutic and healing medicine as well. For Nature Cure and spring detoxing right now, we're going to take nature as our number one thing. So we're going to be walking on the beach this spring. We're going to be walking in the mountains. We're going to be walking bare feet on grass in the morning. These are all really good strategies. Nature cure means we get out in nature. Nature is our medicine. Our animals are our medicine. People around us are our medicine. Real things are our medicine. So in nature cure, when we're detoxing with nature, basically for me, that means we're not going to be using technology so much. So part of that, as part of nature, is to actually detox from technologies. And if you can think about it during the spring season, where you actually turn off your computer after a certain time in the day, you don't watch screens, you turn your phone off, you don't look at social media at certain times of the day or the week. This is really, really something that's going to help us. Fresh air. Fresh air is the number one. So we're going to use breath and breath therapy. Pranayama. We're going to be using in breath of fire. We're going to be using beautiful breathing through the gills of our neck, ujjayi breath. We're going to be breathing through our nostrils, nostril breathing. We're going to be using those beautiful kundalini yoga techniques of breathing. And if you want to look up pranayama, there's so many beautiful people doing pranayama, and there's so many things that we can do. You know, like part of breath work is, you know, breathing for breath of bliss and for rebirthing and those kinds of breathing. This is the perfect season for us to get involved in that. And many of my friends are running courses and they offer this. I offer kundalini yoga, so please connect with me about that with breath work. But deep breathing and conscious breathing is something that we want to be doing, and we want to be doing it with fresh air and clean air as much as possible. Part of nature cure and detoxing this spring for us is natural clean foods. So that is non-processed foods. It's foods that you can use that are natural, that don't have additives, that don't have preservatives, that don't come in a can, that don't come in a package that no one else has made before you get them. That's what eating clean is about. Whether you're on a vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, a wholesome vegetarian detox diet, whether you're on a meat-eating diet, whether you eat whatever you eat, whether you eat just fruits or if you... However you want to do this detox is your choice. You can do water fasting. You can do juice cleansing. You can do really good clean things in this diet. And it's up to you, because it's about the cleaner the foods you have, the better. Beautiful homegrown foods, green foods, fruits and vegetables, foods that haven't been sprayed with pesticides and insecticides. These things are all about detoxing and cleansing. Clean foods. You know, one of the really good processes to do in spring that we're doing here at our home is planting our vegetables and making sure we've got a beautiful garden growing. And because this is a part of the spring season as well, because in traditional Chinese medicine, the spring season is the wood season. And the wood season is all about really planting the seeds for what you want to manifest in the future. And also, it's all about cleansing and cutting away and breaking away from what no longer serves you. I think every season's really about what no longer serves you and only really focusing. And that's the one pointed direction of being focused in life and living an authentic life, is for us to choose something and to choose a career path or to choose a path to do for the year and to make a commitment to that path. And each and every one of us really need to do that for our own health and our own wellness, so that we don't fall into the pitfalls of frustration, anger, bitterness, or whatever it may be that holds us back and freezes us and stops us moving forward in our life. And that's one of the really important things about spring detoxing as well, is that you're able to look at all of the bodies and all of you, and we can look at everything. In Kundalini yoga, we have 10 bodies. So three of those bodies are our mind. It's the negative mind, the positive mind, and the neutral mind. We've got an emotional body. We've got a luminous body. We've got subtle bodies. We've got physical bodies. We've got energetic bodies. We've got bodies that really, you know, embrace us. And it's different aspects of ourselves that sometimes when we get caught up in the physical world, and if all we're concerned about is what we're doing, and it's all do, we forget to relax, we forget to address ourselves, and we sometimes forget to address what our own needs are. And that's one of the really beautiful things about making the commitment and making the commitment to do a spring detox. Okay, so we've got September, October, November, that's technically spring. And now we're sitting right at the beginning of spring. You know, like when you look at it in traditional Chinese medicine, the wood element and the wood season and the wood foods only come in from the 15th of September until the 15th of November. Because in traditional Chinese medicine, the last 15 days of any season and the first 15 days of any season are what we call the earth element. And what that does is it really consolidates everything that's been happening through the season, and it prepares us and gets our body ready and consolidates us and grounds us and gets us ready for the next season. And so now we're really, really starting the spring season. We're starting the wood season. We're starting the time where we want to have green foods. We really want to focus on our liver and our gallbladder. We want to look at the organs of our body that are the do organs. They say that the gallbladder is a general of the army, and the gallbladder really helps us make decisions. And it's the thinking mind, and it's the processing logical mind. And also too, if you find that you wake up at midnight at night until 2 a.m, that could be your gallbladder. It's the general of the army trying to work everything out. The gallbladder really helps us process ideas, concepts, to clarify them and to make them doable in our lives. The liver is from 2 a.m. and the liver really is the seat of our emotions. The liver is the seat of anger. The liver is the place where we really process so much. Our liver has over 450 functions. Can you believe that? All of the blood in our body passes through the liver. The liver cleans everything. It breaks down everything. It manufactures everything. It turns protein into ammonia, into water. The liver turns all of our amino acids and our coenzymes and cofactors into new cells in our body. Our liver processes and makes a decision. Will it turn something into a fat cell, or will it utilize that? Our liver makes the decision about the replication of every cell in our body. And for our liver to do that optimally, we want to have it clean. We want to have all of those filters and pathways opening. Our entire hormonal system runs through our liver. Our blood runs through our liver. Everything runs through the liver. Our liver is an incredible organ, and it can function on a really minimal amount of optimal health. But that's not what we want. We want our liver to be open, to be beautiful, to be joyful. There's happiness. Happy liver, happy body. You know, it's happiness on so many livers. Livers. That's so funny. Oh, I like that. Livers. Because it operates on so many levels. Like, the liver is just incredible, you know. And there's the detoxification pathways in our liver. We've got the phase 2 detoxification pathway, which is the heavy metals and poisons and hormones. And then we've got the phase 1 detoxification, which is pretty well everything else. And we want those pathways to be optimally and to be promoting really well. And so that's what I'm talking about, natural clean foods going in our diet. And we'll be talking about that as the season goes on in detoxing, and it feels really good to do that. It feels really good to take great herbal medicines as well. And one of the best ones that I have is milk thistle, which is Silibum marianum. It's a really beautiful herb for cleansing your liver. It's what's called a hepatoprotective. So it protects the liver cells as you're flushing poisons and toxins through them. That's really important to me. We want to be, you know, releasing all of those heavy metals. We want to release all those poisons, and we want to do it really well. So today we're going to start our detox, and we're just going to look at it in a really simple way. So what I wrote in my blog that I'm going to share with you, and that's at medicineroom.com.au, and you just scroll down to my blogs, and you can follow me, follow Dominique. A little pop-up will come up on the website when you get there. Like, basically, we're going to commit to one green juice every day. This is just to start a detox, okay? We're doing this really simply. This is a simple guide. Now, if you're a seasoned detoxer and you're just powering green juices every day, fantastic. But I want to talk to you about some specific ones. And some of my favorite greens are celery, spinach, cucumber, all green vegetables. We use green apples and I use green grapes as well. So, for example, if I'm going to have celery and if I'm going to have a lot of the greens, the reason why we have greens is because greens are super high in potassium. And we have this thing in our body called the sodium-potassium shunt. And we have outside our cells is where sodium belongs, and inside our cells is where potassium belongs. So what's called the interstitial fluid outside our cells, which is those tiny, tiny, tiny little capillaries that take all the nutrients to go into the cells, to break through into the cells, can only should contain sodium, but it should not get inside the cells. So inside our cells, we don't want sodium. And that's why we want to have lots and lots of green juices right now, because the green juices are super high in potassium and they work, and they also have specific sodiums in them, and they work on the sodium-potassium shunt and help balance inside our cells so that they contain potassium, and outside our cells so that they contain sodium, and that the ratios of sodium and potassium are right, and so that sodium is not too high. So that's why we want to have lots and lots of green juices. And we also want to have the green, because it's like spirulina, which is my absolute favorite thing. And I've been taking spirulina since I was a young woman, and I just love it so much. I have been having spirulina probably since I was 18 years of age, and like I'm 55 years of age now. And I used to always imagine that inside my bones were green like spirulina. And I do still imagine that, and I want that inside my bones. I want my whole body to be saturated with beautiful greenness. And the reason why I want myself to be green inside, because I'm green inside, I'm going to be clean inside. It means that my body's got a really good balance of minerals. My body's got a really good balance of vitamins. My body is functionally optimally when I have spirulina. It's 70% complete protein, and it's got that beautiful blue spiral in it that's a super antioxidant that just works as a macrophage and a heavy metal chelator, and it pulls so many poisons and toxins out of my body. I just love spirulina so much. I have a heaped tablespoon in my green juice. And the green juice that I've been making myself, I guess my favorite green juice that I make is, I mix celery juice with lemon juice and spirulina, just those three things. And sometimes I make just pure green apple juice for myself, of course, with spirulina. Whenever I talk about green juices or green smoothies, please just take it for granted and assume that it's going to have spirulina in it, because there's something about spirulina in my body and we just resonate together so well. You know, like if I have to go anywhere or if there's anything in my life, the first thing that I pack is my spirulina. And I've been doing something really really beautiful lately. And that is that I've been buying the pure blue spirulina powder. And I have three little spirulina tubs in my house at the moment. I have the spirulina, pure spirulina powder, which in itself is exact ratio. So that's perfect. I have the blue spirulina, which is the isolated phytocyanin active constituents of the blue spirulina antioxidant. And then I have another little tub where they're mixed together. And I mix it together at a ratio, because I find what I tend to do if I mix it at the juicer or if I mix it at the bullet when I'm making a smoothie, what I tend to do is put in too much blue spirulina, because I'm just in love with that stuff. And so I make my beautiful spirulina and I just up the ratio in the green spirulina with the blue spirulina, because it's my favorite. And why not? So when I make a green apple juice, green apples contain an active constituent called malic acid, and malic acid is one of the absolute best things to get rid of calcification and cholesterol stone buildups in your gallbladder, and to cleanse your gallbladder and to clear your gallbladder. Malic acid also works if there's any little stones forming anywhere in your body. And those stones form through calcification of generally, it's going to be estrogen calcifications in women, and it's going to be also, it's going to be cholesterol calcifications in everybody. So it's a really good thing to give your gallbladder a great cleanse. And Cynara scamulus, which is globe artichoke herb, is another herb that I add in my herbal medicines at this time of the year for cleansing. So I take the milk thistle for my liver, and I take the globe artichoke for my gallbladder specifically. And some days my green juice, I can promise you, is just going to be green apples with the malic acid and a load of spirulina in it. And I love it so much. I'm pretty sure that it's easy for me to get addicted to apple juice. Apple juice, green apple juice, especially fresh green apple juice, is one of my all-time favorites. I just love it so much. When I'm looking at green as well, one of the really good cleansing mono diets that's been back in Nature Cure and it's been used for a long, long time is grapes. So I'm talking green grapes here at the moment, but they don't have to be green grapes for the Grape Juice Cure diet, which if you just do a Google on that, you'll find so many really great ideas about green grape and grape cleansing. Grapes are one of the most powerful ways to cleanse our body. They contain so many active constituents and antioxidants, and the grape seed itself is just really beautiful for your body. It's just super powerful. And they also, when you're doing all of these cleanses on this level, you're not only cleansing your digestive tract of putrefaction and old matter, these are assimilating into the organs of your body, and we're cleansing the organs of our body, and we're cleansing our lymphatic system, and we're just giving ourselves a really, really beautiful cleanse. So this is how we're going to start our spring cleanse. So just that commitment, green juice daily right now. I'm going to talk about all sorts of other things that we can juice later on in other podcasts, but this podcast today, I just want to keep it simple. I want you to start the commitment to this process. And the process lasts for 3 months, and you don't have to do it every day. Like if you want to do your detox and your cleanse and you want to purify your body, you don't have to do it every day. You might just commit to this for weekends or weekdays or one day a week. I've just put a special on my website, medicineroom.com.au. I've just dropped the price of the ebook of the Wellness Zone to $5 online. And in the Wellness Zone book, it's the second edition. I'm just working on the third edition now, so that'll be out in another couple of years. But right now we're working on the second edition still, and I've written 68 pages of detoxing in there. I've dropped the price online to $5. And that's from $9 for the ebook to $5. And that's online now, which is September 2019. So that will, I'll keep that for at least the spring season for the next 3 months online for $5 for you. So just jump on medicineroom.com.au if you want to get your copy. So taking the herbal detox blend is really good. And another thing I want to talk to you to start on right now while we're looking at green things is peppermint tea. Peppermint tea is super deodorizing for the digestive tract, and it's refreshing and it tastes good. Now just think about all of the buildup that we've all got. Our aim for this detox, first and foremost, is to cleanse our digestive tract of putrefaction, cleanse our large intestine of all of the buildups that are there, get rid of all of those nasty little parasites, cleanse our organs, and have our body feeling sensational for summer. Let's do that. And when we do this, this week we're starting off with our green juices, and then we're also looking at a herbal blend. So dandelion is another really good herb that we take. It cleanses the blood, the kidneys, the digestive tract, Drinking dandelion tea is really good as well. And you can get dandelion greens from your garden if you've got dandelion growing and put them in salads or steam them with your greens. Black walnut hulls, Juglans nigra, if you've got that herb at home, if you want some, connect with me. That's a really good herb to start releasing parasites. Juglans nigra is just such an incredible herb. Percy West, I've got his book, The Cancer Cure, that he wrote when he was 92 years of age. I've got that book here in the herbal dispensary. And he's a man who worked with Juglans nigra black walnut hulls for his life as a nature cure practitioner. And in my herbal dispensary, I've got so many books on nature cure. And I'm going to share little tidbits from those books with you in my podcast because I just want to share the love and share the information. And Percy West said that black walnut hulls, Juglans nigra, cures all cancers. And it cures all prerequisites for cancer as well. And it takes parasites out of the body. We know that. The evidence base with Juglans nigra is that it selectively takes parasites out of our body. And that's something we want to do right now. And the way that we're going to take Juglans nigra in our herbal blend right now is at a therapeutic small dose for your body. So if you want to talk about that, jump online, book in to see me on a face-to-face Zoom online consultation and we'll just get you sorted. Or come and visit us in our free clinics at Yamundi Markets every Saturday. That's a free community clinic we run. Book in to see me at Moffat's Beach if you want to have a herbal detox therapy where we wrap you in 6 layers of herbs and in cotton and we give you a pure detox, which is really beautiful, from the skin outwards. And that's another thing to do also. And there's so many cures that you can do with body wraps. And wrapping the body in cotton is another old nature cure way. And a simple way that you can do that at home with your detox is this. And this is an old nature cure remedy. And I first read about it. The first time I know it was done that I read about was in the 1920s. And I know it was done for hundreds of years before that. And it's how to bring you into a sweat to detox. And what you need to do for that one is you need to have a hot bath. So you soak in a hot bath for 10 minutes. And then when you get out of the bath, instead of drying your body, you either put on a pure cotton dressing gown that's like quite thick, or you get a cotton blanket and you wrap it around your body, and then you lie down in your bed and you have a sheet and one woolen blanket over you, and you close your eyes and you lie there for 20 minutes to 40 minutes. Now, in the old nature cure way, they say that if you start sweating profusely and you get too hot, you need to then go and have a plunge in a cold bath or shower, get back in the hot bath, and then do the process over again. And this is a really good way. This is a sauna in your bed at home. This is a really beautiful way to pull the toxins out of your body. I love that. So if you want to do that this week as well, please do that. I also spoke about in my blog this week, I've really extended on my blog a lot in this podcast, but I was just talking also about maybe you want to consider having a water fast one day a week. I've been water fasting since I was in my 20s, and Paul Bragg in America taught me about water fasting. He's passed away now, but you all know Bragg's liquid aminos, and we all know about the Bragg story. And he started using fasting as medicine and to cure illness, along with many, many other practitioners that have been using fasting for hundreds of years. Fasting is not a new way to cure your body. The Buddha fasted, Jesus Christ fasted, Gandhi fasted, all of the spiritual teachers of our time fasted. Fasting clears the whole body. It clears all aspects of the body. But that is a subjective view that I hold, and I fast and I love fasting. But I want you to think about water fasting and fasting on just pure herb teas for possibly 24 hours if you are not on any medications And once again, if you want me to guide you through this process, please connect with me. Well, I think that this is going to be the end of my podcast today. I'm super excited that I was able to share this information with you. I just want you to keep your food clean, incorporate that green juice into your diet right now. And I just also want to give you a recipe for my favorite smoothie at the moment. This is my, of course, it's got a tablespoon of spirulina in it. And what I do is I get my bullet, and I've got a NutriBullet that I use for my smoothies. I love my NutriBullet so much. I've got some of that Cocoa Quench coconut milk that I keep in the fridge. And I also have my beautiful apple juice that's in the fridge. And then in my freezer, I have frozen cherries, I have frozen bananas, I have mango, I have beautiful blueberries, and I have lots of frozen fruits from the season. And then we just freeze them and use them as we want them. And then I also have my fresh fruits and vegetables that I put in. So what I've been doing is I've been taking a tablespoon of spirulina, and I've been mixing it with 150 mils of coconut milk, and then another 100 mils of apple juice. And I've been putting in whatever greens I feel like at the time. And in my case at the moment, it's been green apples. And I've also been adding some fresh spinach in there. And one of the things that I love, love so much is the frozen cherries. And I've been putting in a big handful of frozen cherries because they're such a great antioxidant. And I've just been running that through the bullet, and I've been drinking that. And I'm doing that again now because we're out of the winter season, and it's time for me to have cold smoothies again for either lunch or breakfast during the day. And that I'm excited to do that because it's cleansing and it's nourishing, and I'm really looking after my body, which I love doing. You can add brewer's yeast to that. You can add collagen powder. You can add oils. Sometimes I add olive oil. I sometimes add coconut oil. I add sesame oil. I throw in some chia seeds. I throw in whatever nutraceuticals I want on top of that. And I recommend you do the same thing. I also add in some of our beautiful Medicine Room mushroom mix, which is I make a herbal blend of 50% Ganoderma lucidum, which is reishi mushroom. And I mix that in with the shiitake mushroom, and I add a therapeutic dose of 15 mils of that into my smoothie. I can also add that into my juice. It's so delicious. Blessings, light, and love. I wish you wellness and joy. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. I hope you have a beautiful day. With love, Dominique Liv Kamal, medicineroom.com.au. Lots of love.